This week, Europe's top competition cop, Margarita Vestager, on digital taxes, antitrust enforcement, and disinformation. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Big tech dodged one tax bullet, but another one may be coming. European Union leaders said Monday they will delay, for now, plans for a digital tax that would require big tech companies like Facebook and Google to pay taxes anywhere they do business. That's because this weekend, leaders from the world's 20 biggest economies agreed to try to create a global minimum tax. Margarita Vestager is the executive vice president of the European Commission. She oversees competition and digital policy. She says the digital tax isn't off the table, but tech companies will have to pay either way.
It will be big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it will be the biggest step in decades to show the many, many businesses who pay their taxes that there is some tax justice. It will both mean that for the 100 biggest companies on this planet, you know, taxing rights will be distributed so that value can be taxed where it's being created. And second, to put a floor under corporate taxation so it's effectively at least 15%.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like these companies spend a lot of time and money and energy avoiding taxes and not as much time and energy avoiding fines. Like, I wonder if taxation could be an even bigger club.
Well, one of your presidents once said that two things are given, death and taxes. And to that, I would add tax avoidance. Even if we get the perfect implementation of this possible deal, there will still be a job to do, to look for those who, as you say, spend energy, creativity, lawyers' fees to escape paying their taxes.
How much pressure are you facing from member states, even though, like Ireland, to maybe not have this kind of agreement?
Well, of course, there is some. 137 countries have signed up. So, of course, we will have to do our homework and figure out how to make sure that also the rest are signing up.
Right. There's been an ongoing conversation about what the world of technology might start to look like. If the US has certain regulations, China has others, Europe has still others. Do you think that we could end up in a future where companies choose which markets they want to be in, or is consensus your ultimate goal?
Well, I think that very much depends on what kind of company you want to be. And I think it's really crunch time, because our ambition is to align with democracies all over this planet to make sure that the fundamentals of the use of technology are also the fundamentals of democracy. The integrity, the dignity of the individual, that is the starting point for every democracy. That must also be the starting point for the use of technology. And this is why I'm really happy that we have created what we call a Trade and Technology Council with our US partners, in order to have, you know, a really high-level forum to discuss this and also to get quite technical, so that it is in democracies that we set the technical standards as to how it should work, in order to make sure that this sort of geopolitical rivalry on which system can deliver, that we can show that democracies can and will deliver.
Well, speaking of U.S. partners, you may have a new partner who is much more interested in hanging out, so to speak. Tell us how closely you're watching the antitrust bills before the U.S. Congress and, of course, the appointment of Lina Khan as chair of the FTC.
But, you know, I think this is really encouraging. Of course, I've been following Lina Khan's work, but also to see that from a bipartisan perspective, legislation is being tabled, some of that even more far-reaching than what we are trying to do in Europe. I find it really encouraging, because it shows that we are a community of enforcers, of politicians, trying to get it right, not only to get, you know, up to speed with technology, but also to get ahead of the curve, so that we have a fair chance to frame how our societies should develop. And within that framework, of course, enable, you know, as much innovation as possible. I'm really enthusiastic as to what can be achieved with technology, and also to work on what used to be soft, but which for me is a really hardcore priority, that every one of us would have the necessary skills to know what we're dealing with, and that many more people, including many more women, have, you know, expert digital skills in order to be part of the community that shapes the services that we're using now and that we will be using even more in the future.
Do the motivations matter? You know, in the U.S., certainly there's bipartisan support to the idea of cracking down on big tech, but the methods and the reasons are not the same. How important do you think it is to sort of circle in on a coherent reason for wanting regulation? I wonder, well, do you have that there? Like in the European Union,
no,
are people split as to, right, is it censorship or?
I know. Yeah, I get your point.
Yeah.
We just have a saying that your motives, they are for the good Lord above us. The results, they are for, you know, your neighbor next door. So you may come into this with different motives, but I think the important thing here is the results that we can achieve.
Margaretha Vestager oversees competition and digital policy as a commissioner with the European Union. And now for some related links. First, respectfully, a quick correction. It was actually Benjamin Franklin who famously said that, quote, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." And Ben Franklin, while sitting there on the $100 bill, actually wasn't ever president. Franklin said it, referring to the establishment of the U.S. Constitution. And he was basically saying, yeah, the founding fathers think this is permanent, but we know the truth, which is that nothing ever is. Kind of a worthwhile note as we contemplate the power of regulations, our own constitution, and, you know, democracy. Anyway, there's more reading over at Bloomberg on the status of the EU's digital taxation plan. At an event Monday with the Washington Post, Vestager said that the digital taxation plan most definitely is not dead and would be separate from the global minimum tax plan the G20 countries are working on. Although I gotta say, if these companies end up having to pay a global minimum tax and a digital tax based on their businesses in countries where they don't have physical offices, job openings for tax lawyers are definitely gonna be popping. As I mentioned, we'll have more with Commissioner Vestager on the show tomorrow and Thursday as well. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the new framework for antitrust regulation that the EU has come up with. It's the idea of gatekeepers, the concept that a company might have too much power if it controls consumer access to other companies, stores, apps, information, that kind of thing. And Thursday, we'll talk about how the EU views regulating disinformation. Stay tuned, and oh, hi, I missed you. Good to be back for a minute. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.